how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are back tonight on this Friday night edition of the program. It has been a very busy week, as you know, a lot of guests, a lot of discussions of various types. And tonight we come back to current political, economic, social issues that, of course, are affecting our nation, ourselves, our families, our freedom. And they certainly are motivated by powerful financial and economic interests. And once again, I'm going to bring back to these microphones for the first hour D.V. Kidd, who, of course, writes a superb column on newswithviews.com. She also has her own website, www.dvdeevy.com. And good evening to you, D.V.
Good evening, Rick, and my name is D-E-V-V-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry, V-V.
That's okay. Just don't
You're right. You're right. That's what comes with drinking too much vodka.
No, it comes
I don't
with
even
my parents,
drink.
My parents giving me a weird name.
That's right, yes. Well, we were calling you Devi Kid originally.
I know. That's okay. We're still friends.
Amen. Well, how are you doing now? You doing okay this week? You've had some setbacks, I know, and personal things, but you sound great.
Oh, after my 8-hour excursion to San Angelo today to see a doctor. What a racket the medical system in this country
is.
Oh,
please. We won't get into that tonight,
no,
will
no,
we?
No, no.
Maybe we will, but I doubt it. But anyway, there are so many things that are coming to a head right now. This end of the year, before the holidays and the Congress, before they quit and call it quits for this year, that it's just like an avalanche, really. And, you know, I noticed that on the website News with Views that Cliff Kincaid has already written about the media, of course, the big boys, as it were, the New York Times and the Washington Post are already doing their broadside on us, on those that oppose the lost treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty. And that's to be expected, isn't it? That proves what is really behind it.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, it went through the Senate committee, and they've been trying to get this through since Reagan. And all these are the last pieces of the puzzle.
The machinery.
And the North American Union, of course, was when they tipped their hand big time. And now people are mobilizing all over this country. But, you know, it's the Democrats were going to, you know, go into Washington and claim to do something they weren't able to do for the 40 years that they had control of Congress. Then the Republicans had control for 12 years, and it went to hell quicker. Mm-hmm. And now the Democrats have been in there 11 months, and what have they accomplished towards the real solutions? Nothing. Now, I was just reading a column today that one in 196 households are going to be hit by foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
That is astronomical.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I see it every day. It's just all over the country. Shops closing, plants closing, manufacturing dwindling down every day. And that certainly is a sign of a nation in retreat, a nation that is being really being destroyed from within by its own leaders and policies of the Federal Reserve System. So,
and the people are losing confidence in the system.
Yes,
and,
you know,
today I saw gasoline in San Angelo, which is 2 hours from where I live. In Big Spring, I paid $2.86 this morning, but diesel was $3.15 a gallon. And I told my husband, is it any wonder that in the last 6 months, a bunch of spinach?
Yeah, we'll be right back, D.V. Hold on. We got a quick break.
Great.
Be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, is back on the program. And our number, by the way, to talk to D.V. Kidd is 800-313-9443. And, D.V., I didn't want to cut you off, and you were mentioning, yes, the, you know, the gasoline prices now. Here I know they're about already at $2.99 a gallon, and that's the lowest low of low test. And, of course, they're heading up, oil hitting $100 a barrel very shortly. Dick Cheney's licking his lips. He's happy as a pig, and you know what. And, of course, you point out the food prices, the food chain now getting higher and higher, unemployment going up, the dollar collapsing. But according to the establishment media, everything is okay. But we may at the worst be entering a recession. However, the Fed will take care of everything, won't they?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say before the break, we have diesel at $3.15 a gallon.
Yes.
6 months ago, I could buy a bunch of spinach at the store for 59 cents.
Yes.
Right now, it's $1.49 for the same product.
Absolutely.
And when you stop and think from, you know, a housewife's point of view, the cook of the house, when you, you know, spaghetti sauce, a jar of spaghetti sauce, I buy organic, it's $5. What this is going to do is push even more people down to McDonald's where they can buy a burger for 99 cents because it's cheaper to eat at a junk joint than it is to put healthy food on the table. But that's what it's coming down to. People don't have any money left. They don't have any disposable income. I mean, they're already talking about, you know, a bad retail system for the Christmas grotesque extravaganza that's held every year.
Good. I can live with that.
Huh?
Let them suffer. Let them suffer the consequences of their
own
avaricious.
We've been trying to tell people, you know, I've been at this 18 years. And, of course, then you have other things like the 9/11 truth movement is getting so big and out of control for the shadow government. I mean, their shills, Bill O'Reilly, you know, the Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, they've become so shrill and ridiculous in their rantings about it, when all that the family members and survivors have ever asked is for an unbiased investigation be conducted with a grand jury. That's all they've ever asked for. But you'd think that, you know, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all the rest of them, Dan Abram, all these gables, they act like somebody's trying to cut their leg off.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, and I think you have to ask yourselves, indeed, why are they so frightened by the truth?
Well,
what is it that scares them so much? They don't know what to do now. They've backed themselves into a corner, and now they're looking like the shills that they are, as you point out, and this does not speak very well for them in their career. So all of this now is growing in the nation. I do detect a sense of real angst, as I've told you many times. On the street level, the average person has no faith in his politician anymore, save for a few who they've sainted and anointed and think that they're doing good because he's our senator or our congressman. But the reality is the approval ratings now are at an all-time low for Washington and for their own state incumbency as far as their politicians are concerned. Washington, rightfully, by the way, has the lowest approval ratings in Congress and in the executive. And it's just obviously people are reacting. I believe that the Internet is doing more harm to this New World Order with the alternative media than anything. And they're just going bonkers. How are we going to destroy the means of communications with the people? We own the New York Times. We own the Washington Post, always have. So what are we going to do about the Internet? And, D.V., you've written about this, and you know you have a sense of what's going on and possible, you know, another 9/11 or some emergency that can be used by Bush and his Directive 51 and so forth. What, I mean, what are these people going to do now? It's getting pretty close, isn't it?
It's getting very, very dicey. And people, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people. And this is germane, I think, to this conversation. Back in 2004, I guess it was 2004 that Bush ran against Kerry, yeah. I was watching some, you know, coverage on cable, and the reporter, they were up in Ohio. This is a, you know, an area where there's still some decent, you know, industrial factory jobs left. And the reporter, this was a quote, middle-aged white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter put the microphone in his face, and he yelled into the microphone. He said, "This election isn't about abortion or Vietnam. It's about jobs." Well, here we are, 3 years later, down the road, and that Joe Sixpack is not going to be able to afford his six-pack much longer and make the payments on his Ford 150, because the disposable income is drying up faster than they can believe, and they're watching their Democrats, you know, the big celebration with the champagne and cocktails after November 2006 is starting to taste very sour in their mouths. And, empty bellies make for angry mobs.
So what do you think the bottom line is? What do you think is going to happen pretty soon?
I think that there's no way to bail out this economy. It's already in a recession. Nobody I know is buying anything that isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my age group, my generation, I'm 58, we learned to save for a rainy day. And unfortunately, too many Americans got duped into the heyday of the hillbilly, Bill and Hill, Clinton with this hoopla, and then Bush and, oh, the good times, and they mortgaged their houses to the hilt, borrowed against them, they spent all of the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these massive foreclosures, and people have been living above their means, and now they're starting to find out that they are only able to live below their means and the middle class is getting a taste of poverty, and it's scaring them. And on top of it, you have their best friend telling them that there's something wrong with the 9/11 investigation. These things, you know, like I wrote in my column, what's today? My column yesterday was, you know, what David Ray Griffin found out from the transcripts from the Moussaoui trial, that those phone calls that a lot of people wrote about, but I was reluctant to, you know, cover because there was no way to verify it. Well, now it's been verified by the FBI. There were only two phone calls made from Flight 93. Those heart-wrenching calls that we've all heard so many times never took place. And Ted Olson's wife, the lovely and very sweet Barbara Olson, it broke my heart, really. Those couldn't have taken place either. So was Mr. Olson, the former Solicitor General, was he deliberately lying, or was he himself made a dupe? But this stuff is coming rolling out, and like I said, you know, here's Joe Sixpack fretting because he can't, you know, make ends meet anymore, and his best friend is telling him all this stuff, and now that's why I titled my column Moral Cowards, because not so much, you know, that guy, but people like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, they're moral cowards because they don't want their comfort zone disturbed, because it means that once, if they find out the truth, they're going to have to take the high road. They're going to have to go out and rent a bucket of guts and take the same kind of abuse that people like us take simply for asking reasonable questions. They're not up to the task.
No, they're not. And they realize also that their hides are on the fence. They can be replaced quite easily if they get out of line. And some of them are occasionally asking questions they're not supposed to even ask about the illegals and the why is it happening? Why is America's border porous? Well, obviously George Bush has to answer that question, and he already has. He's denied the North American Union and yet admitted it at the same time. He's so stupid and so dumb that every time he opens his mouth, he actually contradicts what he said a moment before. And, you know, some people are not dumb. Some people are catching on, as you point out. And we're seeing now it's not by accident. There's a plan here. And there is the culmination of all of this socialism, this big government, these treaties like Loss that would subject American sovereignty to the world body of the United Nations. All of these things are sellouts of everything our founding fathers fought for. And now people are really getting to be, I think, in various quarters, absolutely disgusted with a whole lot of them. So now, question is, with this Loss treaty out of committee and the pressure being put on the senators to support this sellout, are they going to do what they did with the the hate crimes bill, for instance, the Kennedy moves and so forth? Are they going to do what they tried to do with the amnesty bill? You bet they are.
They are, Devi. Yeah, they're not going to go away until we break their backs once and for all. You know, I know Dr. Stan Monteith in his book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is one of the most important books ever written. We have to expose these rats for who they are. And I just had to get sick this morning when I saw I think it was on Drudge about the Daily Mail or whatever over in the United Kingdom about the 100 most influential conservatives in America.
Mm-hmm.
And on that list is Henry Kissinger.
Yes, he's a conservative.
And I thought to myself, who on earth put this together? You know, that guy should have been tried for treason a long time ago.
Yes, indeed.
But there are people probably a month ago, I always check the letters to the editor on WorldNet Daily because I want to see what people are thinking.
Uh-huh.
And some bozo's letter was posted with the title, Ron Paul is a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
A traitor because he doesn't, quote, support Israel.
Right.
And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Is he running for the President of the United States or for the Prime Minister of Israel? Which is he running for?
Well, we know what the others are running for, that's for sure. They can answer an affirmative, but not Ron Paul.
You know, it's that kind of thinking that has got us where we are.
And that's the treason, ironically. The treason is in supporting these regimes like Israel instead of supporting your country, what is right and what is fair. And that's the reason they've created so many enemies for America. And then they use that to justify a crackdown on us. Oh, my.
I know.
All right.
Another letter to the editor was about...
Hang on, Devi. The music is playing. We'll be right back, and I'll take some calls For DV Kid, don't wait. Jump aboard 800-313-9443. We'll get back to those letters. I'm Rick Adams.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we're back now with DV Kid. DV, you were going to read to us another one of the contributors to the letters of the WorldNet Daily Forum.
Yeah, this gentleman, not for lack of a better word, said that, you know, the people had better, you know, demand that we bomb Iran to protect Israel. And mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, oh, and the other part was, because if we don't bomb Iran, they're going to launch nuclear weapons at the United States. And they're going to take out Israel.
Yeah, like Saddam did, yeah.
And I thought to myself, first of all, the biggest question Americans need to ask themselves is, what is the advantage of Iran, even if they had, which they don't, Condi Rice and the rest of these scumbags are cherry-picking intelligence again, but even if they had a nuclear weapon with a delivery system that would reach U.S. soil, what advantage is it for Iran to nuke the United States? They know that within 48 hours, their country would be a parking lot. And as far as Iran being a threat to Israel, they've got 11,000 nuclear weapons that they can launch and be in Iran in 48 minutes.
No wonder Iran wants nukes.
So, I mean, where is the danger, this moron? You know, we have to, and I just think to myself, you must, you know, listen to Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all the rest of these people like, you know, a baby drinks milk out of a bottle. Because yeah. you sound just like them.
Well,
don't
when you look
have
at these forums, you know, that's one thing I admire about News with Views is it doesn't go down that path. And I know that it offers true alternative commentary to the usual pro-Zionist, globalist, one-worlder mentality. And that forum, WorldNet Daily, does have a lot of pro-Zionism on it, and that is to its own discredit, I'm afraid, because they're contradicting themselves. You can't stand up for liberty and freedom and sovereignty and then take your money, taxpayers' money, and finance any country overseas for any reason. It's not the responsibility of the United States government to have what they call foreign aid. It's not in the Constitution. It's illegal. It's unsupportable. It's unconstitutional, and yet many conservatives, so-called conservatives today, are the liberals of yesterday. And what they're advocating is more internationalism, more globalism, and more interventionism, provided it's on the right, quote, side, unquote. And that disturbs me to no end, Devi.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, the American people, the suffering is just really beginning. I mean, this subprime meltdown is just the beginning. It's starting to, quote, trickle down, to quote Mr. Reagan. Got auto repossession businesses, they're working, humping 24/7 in auto repos. It's gone down to massive record credit card defaults at this point. And as I wrote in my column last Monday, now you're starting to see in larger numbers, Americans are borrowing against their 401ks. Despite taking these big dings in penalties,
mm-hmm.
they don't have any choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and as far, and then look at what this unconstitutional foreign aid is spent on. When I worked at Peterson Air Force Base at Air Force Space Command in Colorado, I did not handle this contract. I was in contracting. But a contract came through the department under the USAID, the United States Aid for International Development, another unconstitutional hole in the water.
Mm-hmm.
This was a contract for $1 million for prophylactics for the people of Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people, some ex-military who served in Clinton's undeclared unconstitutional invasion over in Bosnia and Kosovo, and full bird colonels. My husband's retired full bird colonel. Full bird colonels had nothing better to do than sit around in villages and teaching kids how to use a computer.
And that's the least of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't even scratched the surface. And
no, but I mean, when Americans get up and go to work every day,
yep.
that money that's stolen out of their paychecks and under the withholding taxing scheme, the government takes and pays to the privately owned Federal Reserve, and 100% of the rest of it goes in transfer payments to the Communist UN and to the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements. They're transferring the wealth
mm-hmm.
off of the backs, the sweat off the American people.
That's
and
the
yes,
whole idea.
Like they go, like zombies, they go in to the voting booth and vote single issue. Evangelical Christians, and I am a Christian, I have no problem, you know, saying that. But they go in there to the voting booth. I am 100% pro-life. But if we fall to communist domination and totalitarian government, that's going to be the least of our worries. But they vote one single issue at a time instead of seeing the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these party hacks are killing us.
Well, I like the way you have quoted Thomas Jefferson in 1788 when he said, "Paper is poverty. It is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Truer words were very never or seldom spoken,
right.
I must say.
And, you know, Andrew Jackson was truly, you know, I use a quote from him once in a while that, you know, one man with courage makes the majority. But when you go and read, and on Larry Becraft's legal website, Becraft's Briefs, he has a whole section on Andrew Jackson.
Right.
And, I mean, his fight to shut down the central bank was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you want to talk about getting beat up. This guy was tough. We don't have that anymore. We have a bunch of sissies.
Absolutely.
Back there in Washington.
Say it like it is, Devi.
I do.
All right. We'll take some calls when we come back. Byron, you'll be first from Canada. Jump aboard now. Not much time. Devi can only stay till the top of the hour. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, indeed. Well, the man's right on that, ladies and gentlemen. We're back now with Devi Kidd, newswithviews.com, and of course she does have her own website, Devi, D-E-V-V-Y, .com, right?
Correct.
That's right. Let me take a call first from Canada, Devi.
Great.
Byron. Hello, Byron.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Byron. Thank
Last
you
night I was listening to your show. Before that, I had read this article by Miss Devi.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to get on your show last night and say, hey, why don't you get her on your program? And then later on, I just, you know, you
Well,
said
I've been promoting it all week. That we
have you? Devi. Well, I must have missed it.
You must have, yes.
But anyhow, it makes. Hey, okay, on these phone calls. Now, wasn't there other phone calls where there was some guy phoned his mother, and also wasn't there somebody on one of the planes that was recorded said, let's roll? Isn't that right or no?
Yes, and that was, gosh, and I kept going to get a brain cramp trying to remember his name. Todd Beamer. Yeah, Todd Beamer was the one who phoned his wife, Lisa, who seems to be just a very sweet woman and underwent such a traumatic thing. But as I said, David Ray Griffin, and he's very, very careful about his research, that, you know, it came out. I mean, the FBI had admitted in a court of law that there were only two phone calls, cell phone calls, made from Flight 93, one at 9:58 a.m., shortly before the plane crashed, when it was down to 5,000 feet. And, you know, he did find the document. He finally got his hands on the documentation from the airlines that confirmed that at that time it wasn't possible to make those types of cell phones from those from the air. But it, you know, even more important validation, like I said, came from the trial transcripts of Zacharias Moussaoui. So the two, there were only two phone calls from Flight 93, and those phone calls from Barbara Olson to her husband were never, according to the FBI in the transcripts, were never completed. One call went through, and it lasted 0 seconds. So it was considered not completed. So, you know,
was that on 93 or Flight 77?
Flight 93, only two calls, and Flight 77, none of the alleged calls that Olson said he talked to Barbara did not go through. There were no calls.
So then tell me this, and then what proof is there that beside the miraculous passport that flew out of the hijackers wherever it was and went through the building and landed on the ground almost intact, totally intact, what proof was there that there was Arab hijackers or any Arabs on those flights?
Well, at this point in time, all of what the government says, in my opinion, about this is suspect. And the I know that, and I forget the guy's name. He was. I have a whole section on my website, it's 9/11 archives. I've been writing about this for years, but there is some question about that. But the passports, of course, bring up, you know, if it wasn't such a serious subject and so tragic, you know, the loss of so much life, it would be, people would laugh. How is it that, the, like you say, the passport of one of the hijackers that flew into the South Tower, his passport is found on the street in all that rubble? How about the driver's license of one of the passengers on Flight 77 that went into the Pentagon and disintegrated, and yet this woman's driver's license and somebody else's wallet were found a couple of years later? I mean, common sense tells you that.
What about the report on Flight 77, the autopsies that were done, supposedly,
right,
and they said that there was no evidence of any Arabs on those planes, and none of their bodies were Arabic. So, I mean, you know, there's so much here that contradicts the official 9/11 theories that they have concocted and come up with. And I say theories because if you read from the beginning of the commission to the end, the different reports, the different contradictions and different accounts of what was supposed to have happened are just absolutely mind-boggling.
And that's the key, Rick, is that people like Sean Hannity and the rest of it, and Americans out there who deny it, and believe me, my mailbox has been full for 2 days.
Oh, sure.
Calling me every kind of name in the
naturally,
world.
Naturally,
they have not done what an investigative journalist or researcher does, and that is, you take all of the available documentation that you have, you lay it out on the table, and you start comparing and cross-checking. Just like I filed the Freedom of Information Act with the FAA to get the flight logs for Cleveland Hopkins Airport, because there's so many claims out there that it's the truth that Flight 93 landed at Cleveland Hopkins. Well, my personal opinion, and I went to Shanksville. Cost me almost $3,000 to drive and from Sacramento to PA. I didn't the on-site, not just an armchair keyboard investigator. I'm convinced the plane went down, but was it shot down? But the FAA stonewalled me for 10 months, and I finally filed a lawsuit against them, and I won. I got all the flight logs.
Mm-hmm.
Flight 93 did not land there. It passed over there, and people, I believe, who didn't look closely enough, it was a Delta flight that landed. And I wrote a whole column about it with all of the stuff, scanned the stuff I got from the FAA as a result of the lawsuit. So, you know, the people who scorn the reasonable questions are the ones who haven't done this type of comparative analysis of everything that's available. And once you do that, especially about the military exercises that were going on that day, and things like Building 7, you know, Bill O'Reilly's been attacking that, you know, because he knows it's one of the Achilles heel of that fairy tale that day.
Mm-hmm.
But what was in Building 7? Why was it important for Building 7 to come down? The other night, I think it was today's Friday, I think it was Wednesday night, O'Reilly had on Mary Catherine Hamm. I forget what she writes for some politically correct conservative website. But she was scoffing, and she said, you know, these conspiracy nuts, Building 7 fell because of the massive amount of fallout from the buildings and the fires. And
yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, lady, you're so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't even warrant, you know, trying to explain the facts to you. But what was in that building? We know what was in that building. A ton of records on Enron. There was massive amount of financial records, but most important to me was that was Rudy Giuliani's headquarters.
That's the command center, actually.
Command center, that's right.
Right.
$24 million overhaul to make that floor completely bomb-proof and everything else. And boom, down it went. The other question,
they admitted they pulled it. Larry Silverstein, pulled the building.
Yeah. And the other, one of the other things that really bothers me, and of course the only way we're going to know is to haul these people in front of a grand jury comprised of some Americans that have some brains left, is the fact that 9/11 was on a Tuesday. The weekend before, the two towers were completely closed off. Nobody could get in them.
Mm-hmm.
It was unprecedented for maintenance. But who was in charge of security for that building?
Uh-huh.
George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, and I can't remember her name because I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but the witness for Oklahoma City, the lady, and I interviewed her and wrote several columns mm-hmm. about it. She saw these guys in the basement the day before the Murrah building
yeah.
blew, doing the wiring. And when she confronted them, they got into this old station wagon that was obviously, I mean, what kind of repair or telephone
yeah.
company,
yeah, right.
and sped out of the bottom of the basement of the Murrah building. I mean, it's these
well,
types
you know,
of questions
you look
that
at,
have no answers.
You look at people like Sybil Edmonds and, you know, and people
I'm,
like...
Oh, I'm worried about her.
Yeah, well, and rightfully so. Robert Wright, some of the FBI people that were basically forced to resign because they smelled a rat, and this line of a trail, if you will, of so-called al-Qaeda that was being laid, I believe was a deliberate false ruse and a deliberately false trail that was planted. And now we have, you know, books like Dr. Kasim Khalil's book, The Real Truth About 9/11, showing the Mossad link, Larry Silverstein, the Likud party, Netanyahu, Giuliani, and now we see Giuliani's whole campaign basically governed by these neocons whose loyalty is to Israel and not the United States. You know, it's pretty apparent that there's something foul here. And as you pointed out, Devi, no one in the so-called honest media would even broach the subject or conduct an investigation.
And there's a way that they can do it without, you know, assuming this terrible label of a conspiracy wacko. Because, after all, only the government can charge people with conspiracy.
And the government does it every day, doesn't
right.
it? Yes.
But they could, you know, take the, you know, devil's advocate position, so to speak, and say, okay, let's bring on, you know, this, I forget the guy's name, from MIT. He's an engineer. His qualifications, we all should have that type of education and experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that this and this and this, and let's talk to him, you know, and let's get this straight. But of course they won't.
They can't.
Rupert Murdoch owns, the king of porn owns Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Ailes,
mm-hmm.
you know, is the big shot at Fox News. He was named in that British posting today
yep,
as one
yep,
of the most
yep,
influential.
Absolutely.
Did Byron have anything else? And
yeah,
love our friends to the north.
Yes, Byron, what else? Quickly.
Before I forget, gas yeah. is here for the cheapest gas is about $4.55 a gallon, and that's at $1.07 Canadian.
Where's the, okay. All right.
Compared to the American dollar, we're paying over $4.55 a gallon for the
Does
cheapest
that mean
gas.
That you take your horse out to the store?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Byron. I hate to say this to our people, but we're not going to be much further behind in very short order, my friend.
Yeah.
It will go to $4 and $5 a gallon, and that's in the very near future. Not to mention what will happen with an attack on Iran.
Our gas prices has actually came down a little bit because of the higher Canadian dollar.
Well,
all of the fuel is our oil is based on the West Texas crude, eh? So our higher Canadian dollar has actually kept our gas prices kind of, you know, at an even pace, actually.
Sure. But, thank you. Hey, we got to move along, Byron. Other calls. Thank you very much for the call.
Right.
Let me take Harold now in Tennessee for DV Kid. Hello, Harold.
Hey, Rick. How are you all
good
tonight?
Thank you.
And, baby, it's good to hear you back.
Thank you.
You've got some interesting stuff going.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment in my life, Harold.
Well, I can tell that. Now, I've been talking with these people down here in Tennessee and trying to get them to rich and poor people, trying to tell them what's going on, and they look at me like I'm a nut. And
join the club.
And I tried to tell them that with the price of this fuel and with this drought and floods we had this summer, and all of our grain is going in this useless ethanol that they're making for gas, there ain't going to be no food crops here next year.
Well, people, you know, I don't like to be doomsday all the time, but just, maybe I was just raised in a different generation, but I was taught to prepare for a rainy day. And at this point in time, I think it's prudent for all Americans to get prepared for the worst, because it's coming.
I think it's more than a rainy day. It may be a blizzard.
Well, but all of this is going to, it's all coming home to roost, and people are going to be caught, you know, without money, and it's going to get very, very rough. The cost of fuel, heating oil for our fellow Americans in states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, the New England states, it's going to be, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 this year. They're going to have to make the decision whether to freeze to death or eat. Won't be able to pay, make their health care payments, because the insurance companies are deliberately weeding out what they call high-risk insureds. They want to get them off so they continue to. Right now, the average health care premium in the L.A. basin is $650 a month for one person.
And they're not only, they got caught with their pants down in a hailstorm, not raining, but when people get hungry enough and things get bad enough, there will be a rebellion.
Well, there'll be more crime, but people should, like I said, be prudent, get your food storage together, get your personal effect, your affairs in order, your wills, your trust. Get all of your stuff in order. Make sure that, you know, you're positioning yourself for the worst to come. And I know that, you know, Harold and Rick, this hurts the economy, because our economy is based on spending. But when you're moving into a situation like this, we're not the same people as 1929. That crash was deliberately engineered.
Mm-hmm.
Americans were caught off guard. It was all planned. In galloped FDR with all of his social programs to put the working man back to work, which is, you know, is a disaster for this country.
And the war plans as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're doing the same thing again as they did in the 30s worldwide.
They're setting the American people up for this, to make them so desperate that they'll take any work that the government has to offer, even though the government is not an employment agency. So, you know, for those who don't want to listen, there's approximately 170 million adult-aged Americans in this country. That's minus the children. You cannot babysit 170 million adult-aged Americans. You're just going to have to take care of you and your family. If your brother-in-law doesn't want
to
listen, well, I'm sorry. When the time comes, you know, it's just going
to
be your problem. That's just the way it's going to be. This is a very serious thing that's about to happen to our country.
Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Harold?
Now, there is one little glimmer of hope. I want to get this in before we go off the air. You know, Jim Webb is the senator who was elected to Virginia.
Right.
This last week, he, you know, sent out a letter, and I guess he sent one to Bush, and he told him, look, going to war with Iran requires the approval of Congress, and you don't have it, and we're not going to stand for it. Now, bless him for taking this very, very hard-line stand. This is the first besides Ron Paul, this is the first member of Congress I've heard take the constitutional stand that a declaration of war must be issued by Congress.
You know, even that broken clock, DV, is right twice a day. And we have to give credit to the cuckoo clock once in a while.
I give Webb credit for taking the first step.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Absolutely. And he also said that, Dick Cheney, his dream is World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about it. Dick Cheney smiles and laughs with oil prices going up and said, don't worry, our economy, our modern economy can adjust very easily today. It's not
It
was 50 years ago, you know.
Dick Cheney needs World War III to keep the economy going.
Well, he's got to adjust his wallet. Thank you very much for the call, my friend Harold. Take care. Well, we have a break coming up, and you can stay for the top of the hour just 8 more minutes, can you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, DV, good. As long as you can stay, you stay. We got John coming up in Florida next, and then we have to take a break first, however, and we'll just mention that number again, 800-313-9443. I'll be with you right up to the end of the next hour, 2 hours, as we are every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 11 Central, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, uncensored Radio Free America. We shall return.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. D.V. Kidd is our guest. Newswithviews.com. And D.V., of course, has her own website. We will mention all of that and how to get in touch with her personally before the end of the hour. Let's take John in Florida, I believe. Is that John? Hello? Are you there, Sir John? Don't hear him. He's not talking. Maybe the cat's got his tongue. Is that what you think?
Maybe Hillary went after him.
All right. Let's take Hoy in Missouri then. Hello, you're next on the program.
You blanked out for a second. I couldn't hear whose name you said.
Okay, that's you now.
Okay, well, this is Coy.
Coy in Missouri, yes.
Two things I wanted to get out here. On Dr. Deagle's show today, he was talking about this here airstrike that Israel supposedly did to Jordan here a few weeks ago where they attacked...
Syria.
Syria, I mean, yes. Attacked the reactor. Well, according to what Dr. Deagle said today, that was all a lie, and they've admitted it. We really did it, and we wiped out that whole reactor with one nuclear bomb. It vaporized the thing. And I just wonder about that one bomb that disappeared
from
those six.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to mention, right after 911 deal, Alec Jones, I think it was, had a guest on there, and he was a building inspector who went into Building 7 before the building fell,
mm-hmm.
and this guy was on the air. I heard him talking, and he said there was dead bodies everywhere. And the government, there were government men in there saying, don't look at the bodies. Ordered him not to look at any of the bodies. I guess they didn't want him to see the bullet holes or something. But that's something that's never mentioned anymore.
This person who was in the building, does he have a name?
Well, I don't remember the name. It's in the archives. Somebody's
well, you
the
can
building
go on.
Inspector
you can go on.
For,
right.
for New York City.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be on Bill Deagle's show December 3rd, so...
You know, Bill Deagle isn't the one that said this. He was the one that said about
right.
the thing about Syria.
Well, if that now, what did he base that on? Now, what evidence did he provide?
Well, this guy, he actually sounded scared talking on the air.
You can say that, but did he give any proof or evidence?
Well, he was on Alex Jones's show, I think it was, Alex normally checks those things out pretty
well,
good.
Well, yeah, I know, but you can't go by that. You know, somebody can make a statement, but we can just say it's hearsay, and that's
yeah.
another statement, but we don't have proof. And, see, that's the problem with the 9-11, so-called 9-11 commission. They take testimony, and then they go with it and say, well, I saw this, and I heard that, and all right, fine. So that now is gospel, and
yep.
we don't have evidence of everything that's been said.
Well, I think they got to him and scared him, and he won't talk anymore, because I had positive feelings about that thing. And
right.
You know, just how I feel about it.
Sure.
But I thought I'd get that out. Because
well,
all
nothing
right.
would surprise me.
No, I mean, that's fair game. We invite everybody to call in with whatever,
well,
you know, theories
well,
or whatever they hear.
Yeah.
And I don't discount them. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, you might talk to Alex about that or something. But that's all I have to say. Thank you, Rick.
Sure enough. Thank
right.
you. You can go right. on his own website, Alex Jones' website, and look at his archives. You can go on RBN's website right here. On our website, and you can look up all the archives on 9/11 and all of the testimony. I mean, you've got reams and reams and reams of evidence that's been accumulated now in the thousands and thousands of pages, D.V., and, you know, you have to sift through it. You have to go through the NIST report. You have to go through the testimony that refutes the NIST report. You go through the Chertoff family and their involvement with the publications that they took over. What was the one they took over? Was it Reader's Digest or something?
Something like that.
Oh, Popular Mechanics.
Yeah,
when
I filed that Freedom of Information Act against the FAA. And
yeah. Do you have to go, or can you stay 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes.
All right. We'll take a quick break. 1 minute break, D.V. Kidd, and you can refer to that when we return. All right. I'm Rick Adams. Time for a quick call, and we'll be right back with D.V.